Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. The glory they made for me. No. I know who sits on the throne. Who makes the saved and right the soul. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine and rain. And I can say, my lucky star, but that's not where my blessings are. Lord, you can move. The fall is hard, not the sky, not the chance. The truth is, I'm not lucky enough.
Not lucky at all. I'm blessed.
I am in a happy place, and I know it didn't happen by mistake. I love how we work my life, and I love how we speak my heart. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful for every morning star.
About love. This is about love. We are loved of the Father. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I just want you to know, you have to know that you are truly blessed of the Lord, because, and you're loved of the Lord as well. Today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We ought to be rejoicing evermore. Pray without ceasing. Then he said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So this is God's will concerning us, that we be thankful. Hallelujah. I'm asking Pastor Mel if she'll give us a word of prayer Thursday. And then we want to ask, anybody want to have anything they want to share or be thankful for to get ready? All I like to say is get ready, because if you want to share and bless somebody, let the Lord use you. Right now we'll ask Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind, to give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that song. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Amen, amen. Thank God. The scripture I like to share, first one is our scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 10 through 18. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you giving you thanks for another thankful Thursday, another day, Father God, that you have blessed us. Continue, Lord, to have your way in our lives, guide us and keep us on the straight and narrow path, Father God. We're thankful for the word of God, Father God, as it teaches us how to be faithful, how to be lovable, how to be caring for one another and compassionate, just as Jesus was compassionate with other peoples as well. Father God, bless all those who got us to keep them in prayer, Father God, those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God, for you make a way out of no way. And we're so thankful, Father God, that we know that, and we're praying that we can share that with others, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word of God, as the Holy Spirit leads him to, Father God. Bless him and his entire family as well, Father God. And then bless those who have called in. Bless those who are listening by internet, Father God. May we all be on one accord as we study your word and learn more of your word together. We're so thankful for all things that you have blessed us with, that you have given unto us. And we give you praise. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Oh, okay. All right. Anyone else? Anyone like to just talk about what you're thankful for? If there's a scripture, anything you're thankful for today. Today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. And you'd like to share anything. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. But I'm thankful for our lessons that we have been studying. Amen. And then it brought me to a scripture that was in my daily scripture, which was Proverbs 27 and verse 17. It says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the contents of his friend. And then from the New Living Bible, it says, as iron sharp iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And so when I had read that, I thought about our lesson, how Pastor is teaching and the Word of God. And because of that, he's making us aware of God's Word more, and it's helping us to study more. As we learn the scriptures and as we learn more of God's Word, I don't know about you all, but like for me, it brings a lot of things back to my remembrance about the Word of God and how I looked at it then and how I look at it now. And I thank God for the opening, God, and making myself available, willing to learn more. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I already know that. But, you know, as I always share with my grandchildren, my children, you're never too old to learn. You can learn. You just have to have a willing spirit. So I'm so thankful for the Word at Noon that we can come together. It doesn't matter. Pastor don't allow the holidays to stop the Word from going forth for the Word at Noon. If you have been with us long, you'll realize that. And he makes time. He takes time out for the Word. So, Pastor, I'm thankful for you, too, that you make time, because you, too, could be doing other things as well. But you have dedicated this time together and getting the word together. And then that word builds up in us that we can share that word with others. And we know how to treat others. So I'm thankful for the Word. And so this scripture just brought it all together for me, where it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I feel like that's what Pastor is doing, as God uses him as he teaches the lesson. So God bless everyone.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. That's very kind of you to say those things. And God knows I appreciate it. And glory be to the Father. Hallelujah. I truly thank you. It just motivates me to continue on and it become my nature, not second nature, but first nature, because I had already lived my second. Anyone else? Press one. I open it up as long as they don't get some clowns on here like we've had in the past. I'm just going to leave it open. But the moment I see that there are some people that don't want to show their numbers, then I will ask you to press one. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else thankful for anything that you want to share? Well, we're talking about life in the Word. And one of the things that that have come, I guess, in my mind is that modern Christian does not understand what's really going on. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's like they want to tell us what we should do when they should tell us who we are and what we are. And one of the things that God is teaching me is that he's never been against us like the devil have lied to us. God have always been there for us. The thing is, God is doing today is this. And when you go to Ephesians 2 and you'll see this, he's creating us to be like him again. I'm going to take my time and say this. So everything has been about us getting back to the place where God wants us to be. So God doesn't hold things against us. So it says, therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So see, once you're in Christ, God is not holding anything. Matter of fact, he want to give us everything. And he want us to start believing his word all over again. See, before Adam, we believed God's word. We just took him at his word. But Satan come in there, and then we start living according to his word. So now we got a situation. We got to start living back according to God's word, depending on what God say and not what the world say or not what flesh say or not what our mind tell us. And we've been so corrupt, lied to, misused and abused by the devil until, hey, wait a minute, time out. It's time that we really understand what's going on. And that is that God wants us to be like him. So the whole thing here is we are to be created in his image and after his likeness. That's why I like that scripture says, but now that we're in Christ, we ought to see things from a whole different perspective. Like, for instance, I didn't know that he had blessed me with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Then I had to look at it again. Not he's going to. He's already did this. It's already done. Well, Lord, why am I feeling this? Why don't I see it like that? Well, because it's what the enemy had presented. See, I remember when I first saw this, I said, if this were only true, and then I said, if I knew how to make it mine, I just wanted to make it mine. And I didn't know that it was already mine. I didn't know that he had blessed me with every spiritual blessing. And then, because the enemy won't tell you you've already been blessed with everything. No, he wants you to continue to, you know, believe that you haven't when you have. You're blessed going in and blessed coming out. So God don't need to bless you again. Why would you want him to bless you if he's already blessed you? Now, this may not make sense to a lot of people. But when I read Ephesians 1 and verse 3, and I'm going to share some other things with you, but I want you to see this. It says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who have blessed us. Not going to. So the enemy don't want you to see. It's already done. He wants you to continue. It just like if I put my foot on top of your foot, then I'm asking you, put your foot on my foot. My foot already on yours. Or let me give you a better illustration. I go and deposit $100 in your account, and you still asking me, will you give me the $100? It's already in there.
Amen.
Could you get, I gave you the $100. It's already in there. Well, what's the problem? Check your account.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. And I know, see, the enemy don't want you to know you was chosen before the foundation of the world. You was already predestined to be a child of God. He don't ever want you to know that. He wants you to say, well, Lord, make me a child. Lord, no, man. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, and when I read it, it didn't register at first. And I'm being honest. It didn't register at first that he have already blessed me. It's already, the money's already in the bank. Go get it.
Amen.
Then I remember 1 Corinthians 3:21, where he declared that all things are mine. All things are mine. And I'm trying to get this revelation, man. It's already mine. I just need to act like it's mine. So what I do, I take this debit card that's already been deposited, and I start using it because I feel free to use it now. I feel free to say, hey, I am, not I'm going to be, I am. I feel free to say the devil is defeated in my life. I don't have to ask God to do that. He's already did it. Satan wants me to think that that I haven't been delivered. See, if he can get you to thinking like that, you'll talk like that. But hey, man, I'm a citizen with the saints of the household of God. That's what I am. I'm the light of the world. That's what I am. I'm not going to be this stuff. I'm the apple of my father's eye. That's what I am. See, I walk in the spirit. You don't believe me, 1 Peter 2:5. You're part of a living building. You're part of a living stuff. Now, what you have to do is stop believing this stuff. Start acting like it. Yeah, that's all. So I'm thankful for that. I'm truly thankful that not what we should be, but what we are now in Christ, what we already is. That is just so amazing to me. And then Satan keeps you blind. See, everything that the Father wrought in Christ, in his great substitutionary, that belongs to us. That belongs to me. That belongs to you. To the individual that believes. Now, if you're a believer, it belongs to you. It makes no difference whether the believer is educated or uneducated, whether he is rich or poor, bound or free.
Yeah.
Because God had an abundance of grace that's unveiled in Christ belongs to each and every one of us. And then I read over there in Philippians 4:13, he is an absolutely ours. Well, why do you think the writer says, and I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? That's mine. That's mine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to confess anything less than that. I can do anything that is necessary to be done because of his ability. See, Christ lives in you. I don't know if you know that or not. Because Satan don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know that Christ lives in you. But Psalm 27:1 declares, Jehovah is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I don't care what folks say. Well, you know, preacher, you shouldn't teach this. I don't fear anybody. I don't fear nothing. So if the word of God said, I'm going to say it. Jehovah is the strength of my life, of whom I shall be afraid. So when I see that in the scripture, I notice carefully, it says Jehovah is my life. That is wisdom. That's the ability. He's that to me. He is my ability. So I can use his knowledge. And then the Lord showed me Philippians 2:5 too. I gotta share this with y'all. Let me see if anybody ready. Let me go back over here before I say share this. Philippians 2:5. I'm just making sure nobody hadn't pressed one yet. Philippians 2:5. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." See, you got to let that happen. God ain't holding you up. You holding yourself up. God can't make it no plainer than that. He said, now, because see that mind you have, obviously, when you thinking, now let me be clear, because I know a lot of times people, they take this the wrong way. So let me be clear. When I say the mind you have, if it's not Christ's mind, you got the wrong mind. I don't care if it's in the world, religious mind. It doesn't matter. If without the mind of Christ, that's why he wants you to have the mind of Christ, so you can communicate with him like that.
Amen.
You got to make that opportunity. You got to make that request become alive in you. So when he says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, you have to empower yourself. You have to permit that.
Yeah.
You have to say, yeah, I'm for that. We have they're running for a sheriff here in Clayton County. And man said, will you endorse me? And I thought about that. That's power.
Mm-hmm.
When you endorse, when you use that word, let, you just endorse Christ. Let this mind that be in Christ be also in you. Man, when you do that, do you realize, you say, I approve it. I'd rather have the mind of Christ. I'd rather walk like Christ, talk like Christ, and I don't care what the enemy told me I can't do, I'm doing it. He ain't stopping me.
Right.
God want me to be like Christ. The devil don't, because he know when I start acting like Christ, he's defeated. Every time he's defeated. Every time.
Amen.
I challenge anybody this day, this 23rd day of March 2023, I challenge you, start acting like Christ. I can tell you what's going to happen to you. First of all, a lot of folk, you probably in your circle, they're going to come out of your circle. That's number one. Number two, the enemy going to know he defeated. And he going to act like you're Christ, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Satan going to have to treat you like that. He going to have to let the lordship of Christ rule you daily. The word of God is going to have to take place over everything you do. So that's what we're talking about. We're living a life in the word of God. As for God, his ways is perfect. God's ways is perfect, brothers and sisters. The word of the Lord is proven. He's all of this answer. But you have to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else? Press one. Press one. Anybody else? Press one. Thankful Thursday.
Amen.
Okay, this Evangelist Renee.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Just want to take the time out to tell the Lord thank you for another day. Thank you, him, for his grace and his mercy. He didn't have to bless us to see one more day, but he did. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. By his stripes, we are healed. Believe in it and receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. And by his stripes, amen. They go that word again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
Psalms 27:1. Jehovah is my light, my salvation. Who shall I fear? Jehovah is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I knew I'll find that. So note that carefully, Jehovah is not going to be. He is. People, that's important. That's important that we know what we is. Well, what we is, what we are. I don't need nobody to try to teach me about English. Because if you is, you are. And if you are, you is. And you go figure.
Right.
If you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings, then it's in the bank. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that we already got this stuff and don't know it's in the bank. I tell you what. Now, I'm going to tell you how real this is. You let the government give you one of them, what they call those checks that when you get the check from working, what they call them checks. You know, right now, tax time. You know how everybody get them checks? You let them know that they got a, they done, the IRS and deposits, they got a refund. Mm-hmm. You tell somebody they got a refund. And they go, the IRS in your letter tell you got a refund. I promise y'all know nobody out here that won't go cash that bad boy.
That's right.
If they deposit directly to your account, you're going to go check it out. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
God said, we have this stuff. Go check it out. She ain't it in the bank for you. It's already in there.
Yeah.
It's been deposited. Woo! It's been deposited.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You'll never have to, again, pray for love. God already given you his kind of love. You'll never have to pray for being strong. You're already strong through Christ.
Yeah.
You're a member of his body. So whatever flowing in him flows in you. I don't know how you can have your mama and daddy DNA and you begging for Mr. Smith DNA. For what? You already got it.
Mm-hmm.
That probably went over somebody's
head.
Why you going to beg for a light when God said you already the light? Why you going to pray for a light? You don't need to pray for no light. You're already the light of the world. Matter of fact, they didn't tell you the salt of the earth. You're salt. You're ready to season something. You're ready to make something right. You're ready to give it flavor. That was
you. Yeah. Amen.
And if no one told you, God, ever since he did Ephesians 2:10, he is changing us into his image, which is the word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't sure what all that look like, but I know I'm going to look like him. That's all that's important. Because I've been reconciled through his word. Matter of fact, he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what we have. And you're representing heaven. You ain't know anybody. When you hit them streets, when you're on your daily walk, when you go to that restaurant, when you go to wherever, you need to know pressure is on you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pressure's on you. You're representing God. You're representing the kingdom of God. And you're representing us. You're an ambassador. And God expects you to act like one. Put the uniform on, but you got to let it happen. I can't do that for you. You got to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, your enemy is the devil. I read that over there in 1 Peter 5:8. You got to know who your enemy is. Not us. Not me.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Thankful Thursday. Okay. Anyone else? Thankful Thursday.
My mother, Pastor Shelley, would say, let your light shine, because you never know when they're watching you.
Okay. There you go.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
Let your light shine. You never know who needs to see it. You don't know who needs to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I talk about people on here. They never give them a testimony. It comes on here quite often. But I like that. You never know when somebody needs to see your light.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all heard Brother, I want to pull him out, but I'm on Brother Robinson. I mean, it's just like when God uses, it's profound. So that's how I look at everything. When you speak and you're... it's a word from the Lord. I just receive it. That's how I live.
Because
I live by the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And whatever assignment that's been placed on your life, I want to tell you right now, we break it in the name of Jesus. We call it relentless power right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever assignment that's been placed on you, what you can't see, what you can't think, what you can't, it's been broken right now in the name of Jesus. You're free.
Yes.
You're free.
Yes.
As an ambassador, I have that authority to tell you, you're free now. You're free.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.
God bless.